You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican Television Centre, CTV, and Italy's best-selling weekly magazine, Famiglia Cristiana, have teamed up to produce a book and a DVD marking the first anniversary of Pope Francis's pontificate. The DVD features images from some of the highlights of the past year, including the Pope's visits to Brazil and the Italian island of Lampedusa, but also footage from his meetings with the crowds here in St. Peter's Square. There's also some previously unpublished material from the first moments following his election to the See of Peter. The Pope's striking gestures and heartwarming embraces are narrated by Italian actor Roberto Herlitzka, who appears in the Oscar-winning film The Great Beauty. Among those presenting the initiative at a press conference on Tuesday was the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celi, who spoke of the way Pope Francis has turned a new page in the media's perception of the Catholic Church. I caught up with Archbishop Celi to talk about the striking communication skills of the first Latin American pope. This new DVD and book are celebrating 1 year of a pontificate, celebrating Pope Francis as a communicator. How would you describe his communication skills?
I think that the great capacity of Pope Francis is to create communicative events. You know, when you look at him, you don't have only words or gestures, nice gestures, beautiful words, but he has the capacity to create an event where the real point of reference is not Pope Francis, but is the love of God for the human being, the merciful love of God, the tenderness of God for the human being. In music, you have only the same number of notes. Every composer has only the same notes, but can you perceive what different melodies are written? And the notes are always the same. Well, Pope Francis has the capacity, with the same notes of the Jesus and of the Gospel, to play a melody that is touching the heart of the human beings. And this is great. This is an event.
1 year on, the media, even the secular media, who maybe don't receive this message in such a profound way, the media is still as enthusiastic, interest keeps growing. Do you think this will carry on?
I think that time probably will moderate. I don't know that it will change it. But certainly there is a natural enthusiasm. But I think that the main message is there. Afterwards, remember that Jesus was telling us that as they treated me, they will do with you. And the disciple is no more important than the master. And I think that also for Pope Francis, tomorrow probably can arrive also the moment of some difficulties. But this is understandable. This is the gospel. And the Pope is a disciple of Jesus. And in this moment, in this year of pontificate, we are analyzing the relevance of his communicative capacity, creating events.
You're able to talk to the Pope himself, aren't you, about this passion of the media for everything he does and says?
And he knows it, he smiles. And I think that his duty is to be authentic. Pope Francis is who he is, and this is his capacity to communicate, because people perceive that he's authentic. And the words that he's saying are coming from his heart, and he's sharing such words with people around the world.
My thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.